Welcome everybody to a new episode of MoCast, and yes, there is no Marcellian today if you're watching this on YouTube, and today we'll be gonna discussing, that's how English works, Pro Warrior with some of familiar faces that you might have seen here before in Nam and Moi, but a new face as well in Jakey, another very, very big brain of Pro Warrior that you can find in the Skyhole Discord community. And we're gonna be chatting about what Pro does in 9.2, and is it as bad as people think? Spoiler alert. No. But without out of the way, for anybody who doesn't know you, Jakey, can you say a few words about yourself and then we can talk Pro?
Essentially, I've been playing Pro since Classic, so I played it a very long time. And yeah, that's it really. I know a lot.
There you go.
I've got better over the past few years, so, you know.
That's a good place. A good place to start. Okay, so with that, with the Prot buffs on the table as well, can you guys elaborate a little bit about what you believe the state of Protection Warrior is right now in comparison with the content? Not necessarily in comparison with the other tanks, because there are some major outliers over there. But in relation to, you know, the difficulty of the raid, the difficulty of the key, or rather the seasonal affix or anything like that. And hopefully we can shed some light on the community perception. So we can probably start with Nam and just go to Moi and then Jakey as well and see exactly what you guys think about Prot Dispatch.
Right. So last week-ish, we received a few buffs to some spells that increased like just flat damage reduction to some spells, which are fairly good. Like we've been asking for a buff on Ignore Pain's absorption for a while, like the percentage absorption, not the size of the shield. So we got that, which is great. So regarding to how current state is, I think it's in a fairly good spot. However, I have to say, in my opinion, yes, we have gotten a lot better, especially like our tier set is fantastically designed from a design perspective point of view, but the actual numbers in some cases are lagging in comparison to other tanks. But still fairly, like, there are already tanks out there doing 26s with just a two-piece. So we're still in a fairly good spot, just not as oppressively dominant as some others.
All right. I mean, that's we've seen those bears and those DKs around. God damn it. What do you think, Moi, about Prot right now, maybe in comparison to what it was either prior to the buffs or maybe to what it was in 9.2?
You mean 9.1, right?
9.1. That's what I said. Nah, it's just the mic.
Oh, let's not forget that we also got a 6% damage increase in 9.2. That was our first buff, just a flat-out damage increase to everything. But I also agree with Nam. I think we're in a really solid spot, regardless of what your neighborhood a hero might say, regarding Protection Warriors. We're doing really great in, well, maybe not really great, but we're doing really good in Mythic Plus in general, especially after this spell reflection buffs, that it was reduced by 5 seconds, if I'm not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do some really, really cheesy things now that you couldn't before. And in general, as already said, with the tier set, the increase in our rage generation, more ignore pains, more damage, more avatars, more everything. It's just super fun and super, super. I don't like the word, but I will say it is super viable.
indeed. It's smashing those avatars. I mean, I only have the two piece and I'm still waiting for my fourth piece. And I felt like a big change of pace. And just starting with the two piece, I cannot imagine how the four piece feels. Reminds me of way back in Legion at the end before the BFA pre-patch when Pro Warrior was like so fast-paced, so fun. It felt amazing. And this is the first time in 3 years, I think, or however long it was, since I felt that playstyle again, that fun, that engagingness. But enough about me. Jakey, what do you think? The resident spammer right now. I've seen your logs, man. Yeah. God damn it, shit.
You mean the guy out of the three people here that have actually been raiding this patch so far and played mostly over past patch. I have a different perspective from Maui and Nom. They're both two are primarily Mythic Plus players. I'm more of a raid focused player. The buffs were great. It got us more in line. I mean, we weren't out of line really anyway, in my opinion. Tank balance, apart from a few outliers, have been generally pretty good this expansion. But yeah, the buffs were nice. They just made us better. And like Mario brought up the spell reflection thing for Mythic Plus. I mean, for Raid, that's also insane with the amount of magic damage that goes out to have a very consistent, like, you know, pretty good DR or magic damage all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, paired with all the rage and everything, as people said from tier set, it's great. It's really fun to play. I love it. It's my play style, so I'm not going to complain.
Your wrist is complaining from spamming Ignore Pain, right?
No, because I changed my key binding, so so it's fine for now.
You just bind Ignore Pain to all the other buttons. No, is that what you guys are doing? That's what I'm doing.
For me, it's still press F to Ignore Pain.
It's G for me, but it was Shift G before this patch, and I was like, I need to change
Shift.
That.
Shift?
Yeah, yeah. Don't ask me about my keybinds, they're awful.
It's going to destroy your pinky.
Yep.
Modifier for Ignore Pain. Our different
my shield are. Block is on a modifier as well. Mine is on Shift 4. But I guess I'm used to it. It's fine.
Well, it's good that we have some different opinions, both more oriented towards dungeons and also raiding as well, since I feel like, at least in the raiding perspective, it feels like that's the biggest misconception for Prot Warrior is, or lies, or at least lied before. Considering that, I mean, I don't know how you guys see it, but I think it's clear that this raid is more heavy on magic damage than prior raids, at least mathematically, from what I was able to notice. I haven't felt particularly bad on Pro Warrior so far, but I hear like going into the end, the final mythic bosses will probably be a little bit harder. But I did want to touch about the buffs itself and what do they actually mean. I feel like one of the strongest buffs personally is the spell reflect one. I have very mixed opinions on Ignore Pain, but I think the 5-second cooldown reduction on spell reflect is super big for Mythic Plus. It kind of aligns with a few more mechanics right now. I think it aligns with every what is it, Dr. Ickes slime thing?
Slime injection and every scythe.
Yeah.
And you can pick up a lot more barbs on Hakar as well.
Oh, I actually did a Theater of Pain like 2 days ago and I was second on damage. It was so much fun. My spell reflection was like, I think it was the second on my damage as well. It's like, oh, yes.
Yeah, I did a theater a few days ago as well. I recently resubbed as well, by the way. Just because I heard so many great things about the tier set from several people stating that it's the most fun class in probably ever. Because your APM just goes through the roof. But also the skill ceiling. Not as high as certain as one specific other tank, but it's still pretty damn high.
Yeah, I mean, we always said it though, didn't we? Like the skill ceiling is just going to get bigger once tier set comes out. Like, and I think, I mean, the Ignore Pain change is kind of there to mitigate that a little bit. But obviously, I think, well, definitely me and I think Nom has both said like it's kind of a natural nerf, the Ignore Pain change. From 40 to 35. Because if you can manage your rage correctly, like spending 40 rage is just better because you're going to get more outbursts, so you're going to get more shield slams, so you're going to get more rage, etc., etc. But, you know, I mean, we see a lot of Prot Warriors do struggle with rage management. So, I mean, it's probably going to help them in the long term where we just have to press buttons faster and ignore pain more. So yeah, it is a mix depending on what side you're looking at the Ignore Pain change from.
I'm looking at it from the side that I have now more rage to spend on revenge.
That's true.
I think the opposite.
But yeah, I was going to say that. You tend to actually just press Ignore Pain now because it's just better for the cycle, really.
No, I don't. You forget that I don't have tier sets.
Oh yeah, you don't have tier sets. Yeah,
I mean, in that case, sure. I actually think it's a nerf in that sense because in certain scenarios you want to dump a lot of rage really quickly because if a lot of stuff lines up, like Last Stand, and you and maybe you're in plus, you have your banner rolling, you have your Ravager rolling, you're getting an Avatar proc, then you're getting boatloads of rage. And then you have to maybe, because of that five rage nerf change, that you're going to run into a situation where you have to press ignore pain twice instead of only once.
Yeah, to avoid overcapping. I was running into that yesterday on progress on Lithium, because you're bursting the ad and Kyrian's better because there's some big AoE parts, so you want spear for those. But on the first ad, I'm juggling charging to the boss with like six outburst stacks, and then, well, seething red stacks, and then I've got a demo shout, avatar, spear, fit all of that in while also somehow keeping a shield slam or being ready for a shield slam proc without wasting too much rage on something to get the full benefit of that shield slam a bit fast.
And then you accidentally press thunderclap and cry.
To be fair, on the huge AoE parts, I'm at about, I don't know, 8 FPS, and I was just like, I'm just going to press thunderclap here because I do not have the FPS to actually try and do this correctly.
I actually have a plan. For once I get my tier set, I'm going to make a weak aura that literally like does a fat cross on thunderclap once I have outburst ready. And maybe a super glow.
Sometimes the thing is, you press thunderclap a lot less now, or I find I have. Like, I used to say, like, oh, you want to press it X amount of times, and I'm like, I don't even press it that much anymore. But sometimes I have had, like, say you've got a revenge queued, and I'm like, oh, I'm not enough, you know, seething red stacks. And so I press revenge, and then press thunderclap, but the revenge goes off, bends the rage, and then my outburst is instantly taken by thunderclap, and I'm like, oh no, that was a waste. So bad.
It is. It definitely changes the mindset as well a little bit. It doesn't sound like it's a lot on paper, but I feel like it adds a lot more depth and complexity to the spec, which I personally have enjoyed so far. I did want to circle back to when we talked a little bit about ignore pain. This is something that I wanted to point out. I'm not sure if we talked about it in the previous episode. However, since I've been playing a lot more Pro Warrior and it's my main currently in the patch, I've been getting a lot of questions also on our stream as well. And to my knowledge, and if I'm wrong, please correct me, but I would like to shed some light on ignore pain since I've played with ignore pain ever since it was added in, I think it was in Legion, right?
Yeah,
when it was added. And how it is now, and I felt the difference when, because I was also getting coached by Moagi, I felt the difference when I was like super heavy into pressing ignore pain for most of my rage consumption outside shield block, and then I swapped to revenge and I felt a lot better pressing revenge. So I've become an advocate of not liking ignore pain prior to the 9.2 tier set. And for me, ignore pain feels very lackluster. And I think to what you guys said, the main issue was that probably the rage wasn't being justified. So outside tier set, I see the changes to ignore pain being a buff, but within tier set, I kind of see him a little bit as a nerf, since I struggle a little bit with capping rage. And I was already capping ignore pain shields, and now I'm just going to cap more because I spend more of them. But I really want to know what you guys think of ignore pain, because I personally don't like it as much. When the concept of the tier set is probably going to be very important to press. But in terms of its functionality, what do you guys feel about, how do you guys feel about ignore pain? I think we can start with Jakey and go around this time and see what your opinions are on the subject, and hopefully, you know, clarify the community perception as well.
I mean, fundamentally, ignore pain isn't actually that bad. Like 55% reduced to all damage is great, but you've got the fact that we already block so much that it's kind of wasted on any physical damage. And you see the big problems in higher keys, especially when you're in a pack, and our big problem is the magic damage, and you don't have Baroflect or CDs, so you're relying on your ignore pain. But the fact that it reduces all damage, your ignore pain just gets eaten up before the magic damage even like happens, which I think is kind of the biggest flaw. I mean, in Legion, it used to be 90%, so it was a lot better. But then again, I even preferred the WAD system, which was shield barrier and shield block. And people were like, oh, well, you're popping a shield out of nowhere to stop magic damage. And then it's like, ignore pain's exactly the same thing. Why are you complaining about popping a shield out of nowhere, you're basically popping a shield. It's the same spell, just works slightly differently. Anyway, yeah, I mean, it's not great. It either needs to, I think, in my opinion, either needs to stop only magic damage, or it needs to stop more damage, or have a bigger cap so it doesn't just get eaten by melees that we're already blocking so much damage from.
All right. And Moi, what do you think of Ignore Pain in general?
I don't think about it at all. I ignore it.
That makes it easier.
Yeah, but I agree with JK that it's not that good. It used to cost like 40 rage, that almost half of our rage power, right? And it's competing with Revenge, it's competing with Shield Block, both of which do more. And balancing this is a nightmare. Because I think it was in Legion. What was the first raid in Legion?
Yeah, Legion.
Nightmare or something.
Emerald Nightmare.
Yeah, where it was just stupid, broken. Like, it's either solid in like a difficult scenario where you get smacked hard, and super broken in your, let's say, average scenario, or it's going to be trash in both of them, right? Like, you can't balance it around. It's just a flat absorb. So it's kind of hard to actually balance this. So it's literally just, I have too much rage. I have to press something so I don't overcap. And yeah.
Wasn't it broken because of dragon scales, though?
Yeah, well, there was that.
I mean,
as well,
I know it was 90%, but dragon scales was also busted.
Yeah,
so it just gave you like a full health bar.
Yeah, and but like you did some dungeons and you just literally took no damage because Ignore Pain was doing everything.
Yeah,
like some lower dungeons, it's just you didn't even have to think about it. It was just but then, well, it is now what it is, right? They nerfed it to, I think it's 55 now.
Yeah.
So and that now it's just there to be a rage dump. And the sad part is that before our tier set, our rage gain was, well, it was okay, but it was like really bursty, right? Outside of cooldowns, your rage gain was like you were hoping for some shield slam procs or something. And then you just didn't have the rage to actually spend on Ignore Pain. You were more than likely to use it on Revenge just for the damage. And it was just like there. You only used it when you had cooldowns and big rage income.
The main thing is, the difference is Ignore Pain is just going to give you a tiny absorb, which I literally, honestly, I'm a bit embarrassed to admit because I thought it was just bigger than it is. Right now, when I'm checking my tooltip, I'm extremely undergeared since I just recently resubbed. It's only a 7.8k absorb. So that means you have to take roughly 15k damage for it to be absorbed, which is not a lot. It really is not a lot. So we have the choice between spending 35 rage now on a 7.8k shield, or we use a 20 rage of that for Revenge, which has an additional 30% chance to reset Shield Slam on top of that, which means more rage gain. So we have the choice between another Shield Slam reset, potentially, or just a tiny absorb. The absorb only does something. Does something because we spam it so many times. Like, I've only done a very low key here that I'm checking, and I've used Ignore Pain 195 times in a 27-minute window without tier, without anything. That's why it stacks up anything. I myself am not a fan of that, because in situations where you constantly take damage, specifically unblockable damage that actually deal large chunks of your health, it's just going to vanish every single time. When I'm thinking about fights like Rigelon or the Jailer, that's one of the issues. It's like, yeah, okay, it absorbs 55 now, but that it's for me, it's right now of maximum of 15k. I have to spend 80 rage, basically my entire rage pool, for 15k absorption. When I have right now 90k HP, when a DK, for example, just has to press Death Strike once and he heals his entire health bar versus the same damage intake, from magic damage. That's the biggest issue right there, I think, actually. I've just come to that conclusion, seeing how tiny that shield is. That's literally what I just came up with. Like, it's only that high on our HPS meter because it's the only thing that, like, we spam effectively, right? Mainly to prevent overcapping, because the cap itself, yeah, it's 15k for my case. Like, with banner up, and once I have like 20 item level more and 4 piece, it's going to be like 35k. Because banner is 20% strength, and that directly translates into everything, and yada yada.
Mm-hmm.
But on an HP pool of 120k, it's not a lot.
I think people look a lot on details and stuff like that, and see a lot of HPS being done by Ignore Pain. And I don't necessarily mean Indomitable as well, which I guess that applies to any rage consumption. And they might see this as a good thing. So I think the tier set might skew the value of Ignore Pain, because you're just getting a lot more Ignore Pains plus with every Outburst proc. And the fact that Ignore Pain is off the GCD is maybe one of the best things that it has going for itself. Since you find yourself, I mean, at least I find myself in a situation where I have to choose between Thunderclap, Revenge, or Ignore Pain. And I've always sent towards generating more rage. So I just use, instead of using my GCD on Thunderclap and then maybe using Ignore Pain, maybe this is the wrong mentality, but I feel like constantly increasing the traffic of rage might work well eventually, since Indomitable seems to help a little bit as well when it comes to self-sustain. But that's kind of how I feel about Ignore Pain as well. I think the tier set makes it better, just because you have so much of it. But outside the tier set, it's a little bit lackluster. And I don't know if you guys, Mamwai mentioned this as well, it's a nightmare to balance. I don't know exactly what you would do, because I don't know if I want the Legion Ignore Pain to come back. That was incredibly strong. And seeing as how encounters are designed nowadays, I don't really see that happening unless they, I don't know, nerf something like Vanguard again or some other stuff that makes us a lot less tanky. So I don't know if you guys have any ideas on how an ideal world would be that would have Ignore Pain to be, I guess, I don't know if there's any world where Ignore Pain can contest Shield Block. And if it is, maybe that's not a great world for Pro Warriors, since Shield Block is so iconic to mitigate melee damage. But how would you see your ideal version of Ignore Pain, let's say in 9.2, because I guess context or content would also be relevant.
Don't have an idea. Like right now I'm just thinking just double it. That's my on the spot thinking, is just double it.
Yeah, you can double it. I mean, yeah, double it. Make it only affect magic damage. I mean, there's so, like, they're not really great things either. Like, you know.
Like, I don't know how you would approach the entire thing, because our thing is, okay, we mitigate damage. So we take very little, but we also heal very little. That's the base philosophy of the class, right? Where he has the exact opposite is DK takes a lot of damage, but heals a lot. That's their mitigation model, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how Ignore Pain can fit in that world at all. Like,
It needs to mitigate more, but then you mitigate more, it gets broken too far. And then...
Yeah. But I also seem to recall that in Legion, I didn't raid in Legion. I was extremely casual back then, so I might remember wrong. But I think to have heard that Warrior was also not a great raid tank, because Ignore Pain was just limited in the same, like, later on, not in Emerald Nightmare, but after Emerald Nightmare.
I guess it's also the same problem we're running into now, which is also more boss design and stuff. We can get into that later. But Nighthold, for instance, was like all magic damage. And Ignore Pain just, it's got a cap on it. It's not the best. And so, like, there were some bosses where, I think it was Star Auger, where I was there basically to heal the raid with Inspiring Presence and the Druid solo tank the boss, basically. You know, which wasn't fun for me anyway. Well, it was all right. I got to do damage, but it's a tricky one to try and adjust. I mean, I don't think there should be a cap at the moment, because we are literally pumping so much of our rage into Ignore Pain with Four Set and Necrolord anyway.
That and would you're do just a lot already, yeah.
Yeah, you're just overcapping, and it's just like you're literally just wasting your own rage. Like, but that's, you know, you can't spend it on revenge because you won't get rid of it fast enough, and then you won't get, you know, you'll miss probably outburst stacks later on in the fight, etc., or later on in the dungeon. So if they just remove the cap, I mean, you could maybe make the cap, I don't know, 70% of your health pool, something like that. I mean, you can't have it infinite because you could stack it up real high, real fast.
Yeah, but then it would be mitigated by the that it only ignores 55%, so it, you would still take a lot of damage.
I mean, true, but I think you could probably get like a good, in some scenarios, a good like 100k, and that's like 200k damage, which
yeah,
is like
a
lot.
Great safety net, obviously, versus like fights specifically.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to mention like it's Rigelon and Jailer.
I mean, I've done Jailer on, well, 5%, but I didn't actually think that dot was too scary. It didn't feel that bad, and I don't know why.
I mean, it's technically a different topic, but I'm curious how people just live that on Mythic. Like, it's 45k a second.
Well, we'll see when a Pro Warrior gets there, won't we? But yeah, I mean, Rigelon, once you get it down, it's fine. Like, when we were first getting there, though, like, we were doing wrong stack taunts and everything, so, like, the damage just seemed, like, way too much, but it's manageable, for sure. But, like, Rigelon, for instance, your ignore pain, it just gets eaten by, like, one tick of the dot that take. Like, it doesn't do anything. I mean, I had the argument. I didn't have an argument. I had a discussion with my raid leader on Sylvanas. Because he's like, oh, you're not pressing ignore pain. And I'm like, well, it covers, like, one of the three wailing arrows. Like, doesn't do anything. I know, it covers, like, less than one of the three wailing arrows. She does every, like, so many times. Like, it just doesn't do anything to it. Like, nothing I can do about it. Like, I can spam it, but it's not going to help. I can put it up, but then I'm going to revenge for more shield slams so I can get more rage so I can, you know, do everything else.
Moi, what do you think? Or do you still subscribe to the idea that it's a nightmare and it's like the impossible? Because I can definitely see how the conundrum with ignore pain affect the dev or devs handling Prot Warrior at the moment. Is there any way that this can ever be fixed, or would it remain the same, or hopefully tuning from patch to patch might make it into a consistent competitive spell to press?
I mean, at the moment, with all the rage gain that we have from reprisal, from our tier set, from all of our short cooldowns, especially if you're running Necrolord, right, with the tier set, you're going to have an extra 4 rage per second. Currently, at least, the biggest issue for me is that, as the others mentioned as well, that you're overcapping so much ignore pain that it doesn't, it's just a rage jump. It just feeds into your AM circle, right? Like, you're on full stacks of ignore pain when you're using all your cooldowns, and it doesn't provide you anything outside of the cooldown reduction and indom healing. But, like, maybe do something with the overcap part, like, either increase the gap, like mentioned, or do something that, okay, there still is a gap for ignore pain, but if you, I don't know, the 5k ignore pain that you overcapped goes into, does something for you.
Damage.
Yes, goes into damage, reflects back the damage to the enemy, something.
That'd like, be
that,
awesome.
That would be great. But on the like other hand, if you don't have, if to take away reprisal, if to take away your tier set, if to take away your, what are the covenant abilities, everything, they're going to be again like a shell of a class. And then you're like thinking, I don't even have enough rage like to properly spam ignore pain. So yeah, then that part becomes irrelevant again. So it's a really, really hard thing to balance properly. I do like the idea that it's a rage spender, like off the global cooldown, because otherwise we just have like revenge pretty much. So I think it should stay, but they need to somehow normalize it like together with our rage gain.
And in the latest buffs that we got, and maybe we can steer the topic a little bit into how the people perceive warrior, protection warrior the way it is, and why that could be, and maybe where they're wrong. at least I know that there are misconceptions about the spec, at least in our community, not from everybody, but at least from comments here and there. And I try my best to kind of explain to the best of my ability as well, but mostly recommend people check Skyhold. But in terms of what you guys check on Discord every day, because you're there talking to people all the time, why is Warrior considered to be, I don't know if I want to call it the worst tank. I don't know if that's the community perception, because I definitely feel like I feel better than I would probably feel on Vengeance, for instance. So I know that at least one spec I would prefer in terms of tankiness over Vengeance and Desperate Warrior. But what is, why are people considering to be a bad tank? And what are, if there are any actual issues with the spec that maybe they can be addressed in a buff or two, considering that we're seeing these buffs roll out almost on a weekly basis, maybe we can see some more being addressed to Pro Warrior in the future.
So there's two big issues there. So the community perception is something we've had to deal with since Alpha now, where simply, you know, streamers and all sorts, you know, they just like they say it's the worst, right? But I mean, we saw a lot of Alpha videos where people were saying Pro Warrior is the worst, yet they were playing incorrectly in their video, saying that it's the worst. So there's a lot of misinformation out there just because people want to get clicks, and they'll see like a streamer say, you know, this and this, and then they'll make a video themselves and be like the same thing, and, you know, give the same reasons or give different reasons, but they don't understand, or they're playing incorrectly. And I mean, it took us 5 seconds in one of them, and we were like, what is this guy doing? He's not even playing the class. Like, and he's saying it's bad. Like, I don't understand. The other one is, you know, it's not a buff that'll fix this. It's Blizzard designing things that ignore our toolkit is what's hurting us, basically. So if you look at the raid, it's a lot of the tanks can obviously deal with a lot of the problems because, you know, they can death strike or they can heal or, you know, spell warding or AMS will block a mechanic or something. But, you know, we have something that's supposed to do that in Spell Reflect, but apparently that's not allowed. So it just doesn't work on like all of these abilities. You can spell ward or you can AMS. Sure, it's a short cooldown, so they can, you know, change it around. But we want consistency. So if like a Blood Decay can AMS something, why can't we Spell Reflect it or deflect it? We don't have to reflect it, but we would like to for the damage, for sure. And I mean, you see it across difficulties as well. So Skolex normal, you can reflect Rift more. You can't reflect it or deflect it in heroic or higher. But you can literally just solo tank the boss in normal if you want to, which kind of doesn't make sense.
Well, that's new. I haven't touched Skolex normal in a while. But I feel like this is not an issue simply just affecting Pro Warrior. I remember a time where rogues were complaining that Cloak of Shadows that were supposed to immune mechanics was immuning some mechanics but others not, and wasn't very straightforward. It felt a little bit random as to what mechanics felt like you could immune. So we can probably cross-reference this with Spell Reflect, because it feels like any spell that is directed towards you can be reflected just by looking at the tooltip, but sometimes it seems like it's arbitrary what you can or cannot reflect. And I mean, if that's for the purpose of balance, I guess sure, I can see it. But then again, what is the average Pro Warrior going to do? Because he's going to be looking at the tooltip and saying, oh, I can reflect this spell, right? And then gets hit in the face for a big chunk. And then I keep coming across people who don't know that they can reflect Soul Crusher on Muezzala and the other side. I keep getting messages saying that you can reflect the death type mechanic, the left, right, and then frontal thing. You can reflect that and just stay in damage. Like, okay, sure, but you kind of want to reflect Skull Crusher instead. So it feels a little bit arbitrary. I don't know if that's by design or if they just simply didn't get around to handle this. But I do have one thing. I do want to mention something, and maybe you can explain this as well. You said that one of the main issues is the people were not playing it right. And I guess that could be a controversial thing to say, but I do have to admit, as an average player and a noob that plays all specs and I have went through all the tanks, I feel like Prot Warrior, for a long time I thought it was going to be Prot Paladin, but Prot Warrior seems to have the highest skill cap when it comes to mastering it. Objectively, I like all the tanks and I play all the tanks, but Prot Warrior seems to have given me the most amount of difficulties when trying to get to a point where I can play it right. So I can definitely see why a lot of misconception comes from people that maybe don't have enough practice. I don't want to say that they're not playing the spec right, but maybe don't have enough practice on the spec. So do you think that that's what's mainly causing the community perception? Is that something that we can address and say, come into Skyhold, let's clarify all those issues?
I mean, it's something we try and do. Personally, I think for sure it's one of the hardest. I mean, you've got Druid and the proper skill ceiling for Druid, like the shape-shifting and stuff, is also pretty difficult. And I think Blood Decay, but I don't really play that. None might know more about Blood Decay than I do. For like the top skill ceiling. It takes, I don't know, us, what, 3 minutes to look at someone's log and we can be like, you need to improve all of this stuff. But then it's up to that person to go away and do it. So, you know, and a lot of people, I mean, I'll say I'm probably sort of the more harsher side of Skyhold because, you know, and they don't want to hear that they're playing badly. They want to, you know, be told, oh, you're doing great, you know, keep going. And I'm like, well, you've got all of these issues. How about you fix one of them first and then work on the other ones next? So I don't know. I mean, we try, but I mean, for instance, the video in Alpha that I'm referring to, the guy was sat at 100 rage pressing shield slam, didn't have shield block up, didn't have ignore pain up, and was like, yeah, it doesn't stop any damage. And we were like, well, he's just not playing at all correctly, is he? Like, so it's like,
there was also another very specific example of a person trying to rank all the tanks, and his segment on Prot Warrior was suspiciously short. And I've watched it, and his main reason was, yeah, okay, rotationally it looks like it's the same, the damage breakdown looks roughly the same, and you just pump all your rage into ignore pain. That was like mostly his take. That was it. That was his entire research on the matter, which wasn't very favorable in the class. Same as JK has mentioned, some people just straight up sitting on way too much rage. But the most common and most popular thing, or people just don't seem to do, is just pressing their buttons.
Yeah. Pressing buttons.
The most common thing people come in with is, I'm rage starved, I don't know how to generate rage. And then it comes from the age-old discussion of ignore pain versus revenge, where people just pump too much rage into ignore pain, then are rage stuff for shield block because they don't pay attention to their buttons or their rage bar at all, and then they're left with nothing. Because as I've mentioned before, revenge also has a chance to reset shield slam, so that's a huge part that some people just seem to forget about, where all your rage comes now, since BFA, from pressing shield slam. Most of your rage is shield slam. That's our highest priority in this entire class. It's just press this button.
Yeah, and you'll see people with like tiny like CPMs or cast per minute of shield slam, and we're like, you need to press that more. And they're like, I press it all the time. It's like, you really don't. Like, for instance, in the raid on some fights, you can get to like 17 casts of it a minute or something. And there are people out there with it at like 10, and they're like, I'm pressing it on cooldown. It's like, you're not. You're missing 7 casts a minute. Like, that's a lot. It's a lot of casts. It's a lot of rage.
Oh, I know that for sure. I was hitting a couple of walls during progression this year, and I was looking as like, okay, there has to be a reason as to why I'm not either doing more damage or soaking more damage, and always looking at the cast per minute, and I'm always behind at least the top average, let's say. So it's definitely not something that you can pick and play overnight, I feel. And I don't want people to be discouraged by this, because it feels like it's one of the most rewarding specs to play. It does have a learning curve. And I've run into misconceptions myself as well, and I sometimes manage to get a couple of seconds of my rotation right, and people are like, oh, is Pro Warrior supposed to do that much damage, or how are you tanking all of that? And that's that. Those moments are cool, and I feel like fundamentally as a spec design, I think Pro Warrior's a spec that's very hard to come from after being punished, come from behind. It's very hard to recuperate the ground since you don't particularly have self-sustain, and the majority and the stronger spells that you have in your kit are proactive mitigation. So after shit happened, like, there's no point pressing shield wall if you just dipped to 10% HP when you could have prevented that by pressing shield wall prior, and, you know, ended up at, like, I don't know, 30, 40% HP instead of 10%. So it's definitely something that I feel like people are a little bit too quick to judge without because we can talk about all day. There are a lot of difficult specs as well. And hopefully people can change their minds and see it for what it is. Although probably community perception will always exist. But yeah, you guys are doing a pretty good job, by the way. So I've checked it for myself firsthand. So I don't doubt that for a second. But you did mention that there's not particular buffs that can be done to Pro Warrior necessarily, and it's mostly lies on the content design or encounter design.
Yeah, I mean, not in my opinion. I mean, you can open Sense's spell reflect sheet in the Skyhawk pins, and you can scroll down there, and there's all those magic abilities. It's like, can you reflect it? No. So all you can do is reduce the damage spell reflect, which, okay. You know, it's now, what, 25%, is it, I think? Or is it just
20?
No, I think it's 20. Still 20.
All right. You know, that's still pretty good, because obviously you compare that with Shield Wall and Demo Shout and all of those other things. But it's like, you know, a Paladin can just spell ward it and not take it. Or you can AMS it as a Blood Decay and not deal with it. Or it's like take the stacks on Rigolon. If you're a monk, if you have Celestial Brew up, you don't even get any stack. Like, you can literally tank the boss for like 5 or 6 corrupted stacks casts if you plan your Celestial Brews and like ages correctly, and you don't get any stacks. You can just tank the boss for ages.
Yeah, coming down to the counter design, it's like the biggest thing right now, the difference between BFA. Like, I've had this argument a few times now where I just also just realized that the biggest difference between BFA Prod Warrior and current Prod Warrior is literally just the encounter design is unfavorable to us. We have roughly the same block up time if played correctly. Like, it takes more effort now to get the same block up time than back then. Like, the class is just harder given reprisal and the doubled rage gain from the tier set. Yep. Plus Necrolord, we literally doubled our rage gen this patch. But all it comes down to is how are the dungeons designed, how are the bosses designed. Back then, tank damage just basically didn't exist in raids. The hardest hitting boss in the entire expansion was Jaina. Mm-hmm. But Jaina's attacks were blockable, so it was a joke for us.
Yep.
So you could infinitely tank just Jaina on the spot. Okay, well, I didn't do Unat. Unat doesn't count. That's for the big boys.
Yeah, right. I didn't do that either, so I can't say. But yeah, like, so it's just basically down to encounter design mostly, and knowledge. I mean, you brought up a lot that, you know, it's one of the hardest ones to play, and it takes a while to get used to, and your whole proactive reactive thing. I mean, we see a lot of people who are like, I'm holding Shield Wall for that, you know, that time where I'm like, oh no, I'm gonna die, and it's like, well, should never be in that situation.
The biggest thing I can recommend, by the way, sorry to interrupt, about cooldown usage is every time you're in the pull and you have your cooldowns ready and you have potentially a good situation right now where it would be useful to use this cooldown, you always have to think to yourself, okay, do I need this cooldown in the next few pulls, in the next few minutes, or can I use it now? That's a big thing I think people just don't think about, right? If you have the cooldown ready, you are currently in a slightly big pull. People usually just don't use their cooldown, then like wait till like, okay, I'm 15%. Now it's going to get rough. Now I'm going to use my cooldown, and then maybe they would have needed it one pull later or earlier in the pull. Especially now that you're playing, or you should have always played anger management. But Shield Wall specifically has, with Tear, a ridiculously low cooldown.
Yeah.
The thing you have to constantly ask yourself is, do I need it anytime soon, or can I use it now? That's the biggest recommendation I can do to people, is just ask yourself that question every time you have a cooldown ready. That is going to improve your survivability immensely, as well as obviously coordinating with your group and yada yada, which is also needed a lot more this time around than in BFA, because most damage was just blockable. Where it is now, it's just mostly loaded into dots, instant melee nukes, like not fucking... So. what's the face? I forgot the name.
You mean dots. Bone Strike or whatever?
Yeah, yeah, Bone Strike.
The worst thing about that is it's a Fervent Strike, so you can backpedal out of it, but it will smack the closest melee if they're in range. So it's pointless to do that.
But only play ranged, lol. Oh wait, yeah. If you only have ranged, you don't have enough kicks or CC, because ranged don't have that.
Oh.
Not fun.
But coming back to this inconsistency from the raids, if I'm not wrong, then all the other tanks... mitigation was redone that it now increases their armor, right? Because Druids increases armor, Paladins increases armor, TKs, I think, also increases armor. Maybe there's something else as well. Vengeance, I don't know, nobody plays it. But, like, we have Block. Block is strong. I like the boing sound. I love Block. Don't get me wrong. But it's literally the same issue as it is with Spell Reflect. Like, half the abilities also from the senses shit.
Oh, yeah, can't be blocked. That's also true, yeah.
Like, melee damage coming in. Oh, I'm gonna press shield block. Nope, nothing. Okay, guess I'll just get slapped. Use a big cooldown. It's just so...
I mean, we do have the most armor in the game outside of, like, a fully stacked druid, but, like, it's still not enough. Because these big hits that we're taking, you can't heal... You don't heal them back. That's the whole point.
That's the biggest thing. As Mario mentioned, from Legion to BFA as well, is why tanks got so much weaker, is because all your mitigation in Legion was percentage damage reduction. It wasn't just armor as right now, as you mentioned, it was percentage damage reduction, so you were just good against everything. But then they changed it to, okay, it's just flat armor, which gets also fucked over by
K value
every single patch. So your armor just loses value every single patch. Sure, it gets increased again by just gearing up, but essentially on the first few weeks of a patch, tanks are always a lot weaker than they are later in the patch, just with the same gear, but you just mitigate less damage because lol. Yeah, because you just take less damage now, more damage now, because we have this hidden number that increased. That's also just very unfavorable for us regarding our block.
Yeah.
Because a block is essentially just armor, but two. Just twice. Yeah, it's just double armor. That's it. So K-value strikes us double compared to other tanks, where DK is my favorite example, because in a lot of ways the opposite, but playstyle was technically the same. But they just take the damage. They don't care how much. If they live it, they can heal it back up, and then they're Gucci. Whereas we just get slapped for a lot, and then we just, okay, guess I have to wait for gear, which is also why monks are so strong early patch. Because yes, they are affected by block value, but they're much less likely to get one shot because of stagger alone, because that's just smooth brain. Huh?
Well, you did mention at the beginning, Nam, you mentioned that Pro Warrior is one of those specs that we take little damage, but we don't heal a lot. And I think, I don't know how obvious it was in BFA, but it felt a little bit more obvious now, that I think every tank except Pro Warrior has a semi to fully reliable way to heal themselves. I'm thinking Word of Glory, I'm thinking Expel Harm, obviously Deathstrike, and gathering all the souls with Vengeance, Soul Cleave, and whatever it's doing. And Bear obviously has Frenzy Regen. I'm thinking of stuff like Bleeds that, you know, they just do a lot of physical damage. And outside of just having a big HP pool, I'm guessing you're just supposed to heal it or be healed through it. And everybody has that, while Pro Warrior has Ignore Pain. I guess you have... I don't want to say victory rush, but maybe impending victory, which is a talent. Whereas, you know, bears don't need to talent into frenzy regen, paladins don't need to talent into word of glory. And I don't particularly like homogenizing specs, so I don't know exactly where the devs see Protware being designed in the future. I'm perfectly fine at having a regeneration if it can be justified in, I don't know, maybe some more DR or something like that. But I guess, you know, whatever they design, they design. And with that going forward, I know we kind of talk about this in every episode, but in terms of talents, considering that, you know, we had the big talent shakeup coming from BFA and now, but in the grand scheme of 9.2, and maybe Jakey can clarify this as well since he is raiding, and I kind of feel like maybe raids might slap warriors a little bit harder, but I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. What do you see in terms of, like, are there any dead talents? Do you hope to see anything reworked? And with this topic, also maybe address, like, what do you guys feel like we should keep as Pro Warriors going into 10.0, since we're obviously going to lose a lot? We're definitely going to lose a tier set. I don't know what the plan for the Covenants is exactly. And since Moahi also mentioned earlier that an issue with Pro Warriors is that baseline, the rage generation is very poor, which kind of skews the opinion of spells like Ignore Pain and how valuable they are. But talking about, like, what the talents could change or what we could keep, and going into 10.0, what you guys would like to retain from the Shadowlands system. So what do you guys think about this? And anybody can chip in whenever they feel like it.
I mean, I would have liked to have seen Dragon Roll good this patch, but Fury Warrior ruined that for us. Well, not this patch, this expansion. I mean, we've kind of been locked in since Reprisal change into basically AM into the fray, Indomitable, Booming Voice, and then whatever you want, and then Devastator, basically. For raiding, anyway, like the entire expansion. I mean, you could play Bolster if you wanted to in the first patch, but once Reprisal came in, it was kind of anchor management, and that was it. I mean, I like Ravager, but it's not useful on single target. Good in AoE, so I'm happy we get to change for Mythic Plus. I do like changing talents around different things. But I mean, a lot of our stuff is just too good. Like, Into the Fray, too good. Can't drop it. Indomitable, too good. Way better than Never Surrender. That's a dead talent. That should go. Impending Victory, also kind of a dead talent. That should go. Trying to work it down. Booming Voice, it's a good talent. We like that. Should it be baseline? Probably a bit too strong to be baseline. Dragon Roar before it got changed was good. Best of Cold is obviously also good. So that's a good row, because you got three choices. Well, two choices, but three of Dragon Roar was good. I think taking the passive out of Shockwave and putting it as a talent was a waste of time. I've never taken Rumbling Earth. I mean, I basically just take Bounding Stride because mobility is great. And I take Double Time because, you know, it's great. I think Storm Bolt should be baseline. That shouldn't be a talent. That should go. And then Punish, it's kind of okay. I mean, it's kind of got a niche in PvP now because you can one-shot people. But Devastator for anything PvE, and that's pretty much locked in because, you know, they took the benefits out of explosives for, like, War Machine. So, you know, might as well just play Devastator because it's the most rage gen anyway. So you're going to play that regardless of what you're doing. I don't know how they fix anything or add anything else new in. I mean, a lot of people want Reprisal baseline. I don't. We know how many people actually struggle to play that and don't like playing it, so I think that's a bad choice. But if you make Shield Blocker passive buff, then they have to nerf it, basically, which means we lose a lot as well.
I'm going to say what I said last time. I think they should remove all the block-enhancing talents. I really don't like block-enhancing talents. Like, they're an insta-pick. Like Jake mentioned Reprisal. Before Reprisal, we were pretty much playing Bolster unless it was some lower key where you could get away with anger management. Just because you could, just because you need shield block uptime. Our base uptime is fairly low compared to some other specs with their base mitigation uptimes. So I think that block enhancing talents have to go. Increase our base block uptime. Obviously nerf it a bit, because if you increase it too much, it's going to be, as it is right now, I mean, it needs to be nerfed from the damage reduction point of view. But also, please then, deal with the consistency of abilities that we can block. I like block. I don't want it to go anywhere, but I just think that it needs a higher base uptime and in that terms also the damage reduction. Oh, and last stand. I hate last stand as a base cooldown. It literally does nothing. That's a 15% max health increase on a 3-minute cooldown. What is this? Horrible.
With the conduit, 30, Rally's stronger, I think. Isn't it?
With the conduit, it's strong.
Rally is literally a stronger cooldown than last time. But then you're comparing a non... Because with Unnerving Focus, it's like one of our best DPS cooldowns in the game.
Yeah, which is even more ironic, right? It's an offensive cooldown, you're using it offensively because it's just so good. I mean, Unnerving Focus is so good.
I mean, they could add that to last stun, but then it becomes a DPS cooldown forever.
Exactly. So,
I don't know. I quite like the leech. Was it Urga's idea to do leech with it or something?
I think so.
That was a long time ago. It's all about it, wasn't it?
I don't remember that. Completely rework the entire talent system is what I would do for 10.0. It's entirely obsolete for almost every single class. Every single class has at least a cookie cutter build. Or 1.5 cookie cutter builds. I don't like that you have mandatory talents that should be built into your class. Vengeance Demon Hunter is riddled with talents that you absolutely can never talent out of because your class is unplayable without it, specifically Fracture in that sense. And I would never want to play Demon Hunter without Spirit Bomb either. Like, they are iconic. You've always played them since they existed in Legion, in BFA. Why are they still talents? Same with Demonic now. It's like even your tier set for Demon Hunter interacts directly with a talent, which basically is admitting, Blizzard admitting that, yeah, you should play this talent. So why do others even exist? Like, what I would like for the entire talent system to be would be passive and just enhance your abilities in certain ways. And the other thing I wanted to talk also about was, also as Mari mentioned, the block talents either have to be completely gone in my case. As I've also said in last podcast, either give us 3 different block talents or remove all of them and make it, what I just recently thought about was, make it achievable to get to high block uptime, but only good players could actually get there. Like, current example would be Blood Decay. Yeah, would be Blood Decay's damage as well, right? I want tanks to be really well performing, but not like just with ease, right? Like Bear right now, before the nerfs, was just way too strong with absolutely zero effort, right? I want every tank to be rewarding in a sense that you can get close to a DPS's damage, as well as be pretty much self-reliant. That would be my ideal world. And I want achievable permanent uptime on shield block, but obviously through effort. Because how is that a good class design right now? If you remove all block talents, I'd say a good average blocked hit count would be like 65%. But we can't heal anything, not reliably. How is that, in any sense, a good design? How? Who thought of that, right? We die to everything that we can't block. Let's make it so you can't block without several systems stacked on top of each other. I don't like that at all.
No,
so,
right.
Some of those talents, passives I mentioned, was like, okay, one is more single target oriented, one is more AoE oriented. Or rage gen oriented, small stuff like that. Not give us entire spells like Ravager or Stormbolt. Those should be baseline. It's in a lot of ways. Also anger management.
They gave you Whirlwind, okay?
Oh, don't. Oh, the whispers of this Bone Grinder build. I'm gonna squash them.
Oh, but there's a Bone Grinder build coming?
Oh, don't. It's not fun to play because you actually end up overcapping Rage so you can... Well, when during your window, it's not worth playing, honestly.
very degenerate.
Yeah, we
entirely different than you, what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, you like don't spend rage on stuff like, because we did it last season as well, and you'll go into a key and you're like, okay, well, I've just put Ravager down, so I've got to save rage. So I don't want to shield block. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Because I'm coming to the end of, you know, my Ravager coming off. And then it's like, you're capping rage because you're going to press shield slam or thunderclap because you don't want to spend any rage. So you're overcapping rage now. But you're not using defensives. But if you drop below 100 rage, you can't whirlwind in the time frame. So it then just becomes bad. So it's a bad build. Don't play Bone Grinder. Don't press whirlwind.
Don't. Take whirlwind off your bars and that should solve all the problems. I mean, I'm personally happy that we just got execute back, and I don't know if whirlwind was ever needed, but it's a good insight on what it is with Pro Warrior and how the community perception is. I'm actually happy we covered a bunch of topics today as we're getting close to the end. I did want to come about, I don't know if we did this last time as well, but since I could honestly say that Pro Warrior is almost a different spec, but 9-2, if you, let's say, you have double legendaries and tier set, there's a lot of things going on it. And we talked a little bit, and you guys mentioned it a little bit as well, that, you know, it's maybe not the easiest spec to get into, and because sometimes is misplayed, it can also be misinterpreted, which I guess is true for a lot of other specs as well. But let's say if there's a new player coming into the game and they want to get into Pro Warrior, but they find all of this so intimidating. It's like, ignore pain is good or bad, or shield block, doesn't block everything. Spell reflect kind of works, kind of doesn't. Like, if there's like one or two tips that you would give to a new player to, let's say, make the spec of Pro Warrior less intimidating to them, or maybe inspire them to play the spec. What would those be? And we can go around the table as well and see what you guys have to say to maybe get more players playing Pro Warrior.
Don't listen to tier lists. You're welcome.
No!
I mean, it's not wrong.
Fair enough.
I don't know. I mean, I think this is I don't know. I think it's kind of a difference in player mentality, right? Like, I would always advocate logging either or both, record yourself, and you'll see mistakes that you're making. Like, if you really want to improve or get better, or, you know, get into a class, go and do your research. Like, look at what people are doing, like what the top people are doing, look at what, you know, the below the top people are doing, look at the differences, see if you can find out. Go and watch videos, all the stuff out there, it's all there. You just need to be willing to go and put in a little bit of effort, especially with prot. Like, it is complicated to get your head around, and you need to make some quick snap decisions, especially with four piece and double Lego. Like, you really have to make some quick decisions on what you're going to press next. But it all comes down to willingness, really. You kind of need to be willing to improve.
If it looks like a swing with a weapon or a shot with an arrow or gun, it's probably blockable. If it sounds like magic, it's probably reflectable or mitigated by shield by spell reflection. Those are very simple things to think about. It's like, okay, what is actually blockable and what isn't? It's just look for animations or names of spells alone. With enough experience, you can easily tell, okay, this is a magic attack, this is a blockable attack, just by looking at the attack or what it's called. That helps a lot with spell reflecting specifically. And the other thing is just, don't think too hard about how to use Ignore Pain. Just mainly use it to prevent overcapping, and always think about, okay, your main goal is maximize rage generation, because it feeds into your talent anger management, which reduces avatar cooldown and shield wall cooldown, which also feeds into the outburst rage cycle. That's your main goal, is just don't overcap. Just look at your rage bar.
I mean, yeah, always, I mean,
have that in the back of your head, just, I need to feed the machine.
Mm-hmm.
There's also another side to that. Don't ever go below 30 rage if you're just starting.
Yeah.
And the class will feel slower, because there are times when you can definitely go below 30 rage. But you're just getting used to it. Stay above 30 rage, stay below 100 rage. Keep in that window. So you'll always have enough for shield block when it comes back, basically.
Solid.
Yeah, and whenever you feel down, then go check Sense and see how he does like 12k damage while you're doing like 6k, and then strive to be him.
Always have a goal. Always have a goal.
If he can do it, so can I. That's literally what I keep telling myself in every situation. Like, if someone else can do this thing, then I can do it as well. Like, it's that simple.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Well, it's been very informational, and I have been having a blast just listening to you guys talk, since Prower is one of my favorite specs. But we are actually getting to the end, so I would like to thank you guys for agreeing to do this as well, and it was a blast. Hope you guys had as much fun as I did, and maybe we can meet back, probably, I don't know, season 4. There's a lot of crazy stuff coming around to season 4, and a lot of stuff that maybe we haven't actually got a chance to talk about. We'll see exactly how Prot Warrior evolves over the course of, I guess, the next couple of months. And who knows, maybe in like, 2 weeks, we're going to have the new expansion now. So things are happening. So thank you very much for coming in today, guys. And to anybody who's going to be looking at Pro Warrior as a spec to play, make sure you definitely go into the Skyhold Discord channel and learn everything and everything that you need to know about Pro Warrior from the big brains there. That's also where I go to clarify some of my misconceptions. And clearly, Pro Warrior is not as bad as, let's say, people make you believe. And to check everybody when it comes to Twitters and YouTubes, all of the links will be down below, especially if you're listening to this on Spotify. You can go to our YouTube channel and check the description for Numerators. Goddammit, man, I'm so sorry. Mispronouncing the name. No.
It's fine.
And it's fine. I think we'll have some contact links for Jakey as well. And you can find all of them. I don't know if Moi has a stream soon.
Why? No, I only have my beloved Skyhold Discord channel.
You can check everybody also in the Skyhold Discord channel. So thank you once again, guys, for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
It's been a pleasure, guys. And we'll catch you next week with a new episode of MoCast. So have a lovely week, everybody. And good luck on your vaults. Take care. Get to your pieces. All that good stuff. Bye-bye.
Shadowlands. I've been loving it then, I still love it now. Still, I play WoW. Still, I play WoW. Getting better every day, let me show you how. Cause still, I play WoW. Still, I play WoW. It's getting harder to stay, but at the end of the day, it's a guilty pleasure, so just log in and play. Whether it's classic or retail, I'ma do a slash bow. Still, I play WoW.